Number 9. If you have finished drafting your information leaflet for research participants and you are happy that it is in clear and simple English and that all the necessary information has been provided to the research participants and that this information is consistent with the information provided in the ethics application form, you may now proceed to draft your patient consent form. There are 3 template patient consent forms provided by this ethics committee. The first one is the standard patient consent form. It applies if your research study involves collecting data only. The second one is the retention of tissue patient consent form. It applies if your research study involves collection of or access to or analysis of human biological material. It will apply if you responded to section F of the ethics application form. The third consent form applies in respect of research studies which involve human biological material and genetic or genomic analysis or testing. It would apply if you indicated in section F of the ethics application form that this study involves genetic testing. Your first step is to choose the appropriate consent form for your study. If your study does not have a future use component, i.e. your research information leaflet does not have a consent to future uses paragraph, and there are no plans to retain sample or data for future use, you can delete the future use tables in the template consent forms. If your study does involve future use, you must provide participants with all options in the future use table.